I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the phone lines is indeed the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May, and he's brought to you on Patriots Monday by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how you doing today?
What's going on? I'm doing all right.
Yeah, we're doing well. So now we're in this phase where, you know, preseason is over, training camp is pretty much over, and you're starting to transition sort of looking to the regular season. So feels like a normal time to ask you, what do you feel like you accomplished personally this summer in training camp, and what'd you guys accomplish as an offense?
Yeah, I think, you know, first off for me and the guys, I think just getting accustomed to the new offense. I think the little nuances, situational football, you know, getting, whether it's face down looks, third downs, getting into situational short yardage, red zone. I feel like kind of coming into the offense, just try to, you know, build chemistry, you know, fine-tune the details, and just follow our rules. But I think as a team, what Coach Vrabel's preached was build a team, having guys earn a role, and then from there, get ready to go and get ready to compete week one. So I think the guys, really with joint practice, we got a lot of different looks. Our defense has gave us real good looks to every single day in practice. So the joint practice helped us get, you know, somebody else to hit, and I think those guys handled it well, and now we're getting ready for Vegas. And just building into, you know, building a bond with the guys that are going to be in the locker room ready to get some wins.
So, Drake, what would you say your comfort level is right now in the Josh McDaniels offense? I mean, I know you've had to switch coordinators each of at least the last three seasons from college into the pros. Would you say it's harder than anticipated? You comfy? Feel like you got a great firm grip on it?
Yeah. I think just building it every day. I think I'm getting more and more comfortable. I think, coming into week one, with the game plan, it'll be a little different, you know, from the, some of the stuff we run in practice, just because you're studying the defense and studying stuff that looks good versus them. So, for me, I feel good. I feel like I'm in a good spot. I think the guys are coming to work every day at practice, and right now, coach is, you know, working towards week one, and I think just fine tuning the details. And for me, I'm just going back over stuff that, you know, may be simple, you know, for me in the past, but just going back over the little things and the little protection cues and stuff that may come up that we may haven't seen. Just to be on top of my stuff, because you never know. You know, week one, sometimes, defenses, or you never seen somebody play a real game, so they bring stuff you may haven't seen.
One of the things that's gotten a lot of attention between Josh and yourself is him talking through your headset in the helmet up to the 15-second cutoff on the play clock. Just wondering how that's going. Is that something you're used to? Did that take a little bit of an adjustment to hear that sort of voice in your head as you assessed the field? How's that going?
Yeah, I think, last year AVP, I think did a little bit of it, and I think he always tried to, kind of give little tidbits of, hey, nice throw, or hey, get the guys going, or little things like that. And I think kind of Coach McDaniels, he does a great job of reminding me, reminders and other guys in the huddle and little things that can go a long way in the play, and it's really just more just communication, being on the same page with me and Coach, and I think it's a lot easier to practice it, than really in the games, because in the games it's, it's real life and it matters and those guys are hitting. So I think it's great for us to, work at it every day in practice. And I think it's like, anything that he's seeing or just ultimate communication of being on the same page is kind of the ultimate goal of it. And I think it's something that any quarterback, positive feedback and positive little words of encouragement is great inside the headset.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here with us on WEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Drake, I've wanted to ask you this for a while. When do you know you've got something special, like a connection with a receiver, back, tight end, whatever? Is it just like suddenly click for you, and then you know, like, oh, we got a groovy little thing here?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think sometimes I don't know whether it's a throw in a game or repeated play or throw in a game that you get. I think you kind of feel like, okay, this is something we got going, and I think that's kind of something that you can build in practice, but really it's kind of it's proof when it happens in the game, kind of from practice. So I think I'm looking forward to, seeing plays like that and seeing kind of relationships and stuff like that during the game that kind of comes to fruition. And I think that's one of the things you're most excited about is kind of, hey, when this guy gets in his open space, he's a problem, or when this guy gets one-on-one and he's got this route, we got something good. So that's always the fun stuff, and it's something that you try to build in practice, like I said, but, it's really, week to week in the game, it's something that it's kind of in the back of your mind, hey, always got this, on with this guy or on this play. So that's a good question. It's fun to figure those things out.
Along those lines, Coach Vrabel was on the Greg Hill Show on our station this morning, and he said that Stephon Diggs is ready for the regular season opener, that he's gotten a lot of reps, even though we haven't seen him in live preseason action. Where do you feel like that relationship is with Steph Diggs? And is that something that is going to be sort of like what you just talked about? You feel good, but you'll feel even better when you get a couple games of real action under your belt together.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think he's coming to work every day of practice. He's coming to work and he's running routes really hard. He's coming in and blocking in the run game. He's just trying to do all the things the right way to help make plays on the field. And I think that's what these guys, him and Mac and Booty and Pop and some of those veterans and guys that make plays in that room are starting to come in and work every day, and I think that's just going to be help us in the long run, help us in the future, and help us week one.
So what's your relationship with Will Campbell like? I mean, the guy when he was drafted said he would die out there for you on the football field. I mean, do you take him everywhere? Is he like your personal bodyguard on and off the field?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say bodyguard. No, Will's my guy. I think, like I've said in the past, coming up to Boston for him from the South, and leaving college early is really what top five pick is similar to kind of the journey I had, and I think the biggest thing for me is just to share my experiences and relate to him and be there with him and go out to eat with him, because last year I didn't have anybody to go eat with him, so go out there and hang out with him. And I know it's new adjustment coming here to a new city in the North, so I think just being there for him. Hanging out and just keeping vibes high, and I think he's always smiling, and I think you see a different side of him when it comes to practice and game day.
How about that entire offensive line? Obviously, they've been a work in progress, different combinations, different results. How do you support that process, and are you hopeful that you'll get maybe five guys that then you can build a rapport with? How does that work?
Yeah, I think that's always the goal, and I think it's tough with injuries. It's tough with the nature of the business, and I think you're always trying to build five guys that you have a great feel for and a great comfort level with. But I think that's really just rare. You see all 17 games the same five guys. So I think just you're trying to build the stable connectivity between the guys up front that are in there, and maybe six or seven guys or however many. I think I just know. The way they've been practicing and the kind of the way they're hanging out and talking with me, that they're going to fight their butt off out there.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When the ball is snapped and they're doing everything they can, possibility to get things going in the run game and help us in pass pro. So, I got full trust in those guys, and we're looking forward to going out there and going to battle with them.
Drake, he's been one of the highlights of training camp, preseason, in the summer. Efton Chisholm, undrafted rookie free agent out of Eastern Washington, Cooper Kupp University. Coach has praised his playing strength multiple times. He always seems to be popping up in highlights. Kind of came from out of nowhere. What do you think so far?
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Who's your pick for the crown? You think it'll be Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes? Who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? You going Eagles? You going Chiefs? You going someone else? You could also parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start playing your futures bets now, because Future Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. For Kansas, in affiliation with Kansas City Star Casino, or 18 plus and present in D.C., Kentucky, or Wyoming. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Call 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut or visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think this is a great example of a guy coming in here and trying to earn a role, doing things the right way, hanging around a veteran like I always seen with Mac Hollins, of a guy who's done in this league, been in a lot of different teams, just hanging around him, going through plays, getting extra to conditioning. He's always in the treatment room. I always joke with him. He's always in there working on this and, get his body and getting healthy. I'm like, good gosh, you're the number one treatment guy. But, hey, that stuff matters. And I think, at the end of the day, stuff like that, showing up every day and doing things right, get you on the team and get you on the field. And it's what's made the Patriots so good in the past.
From the outside looking in, it seemed like you had a guy in Jacoby Brissett last year that was a good veteran to learn from, a good mentor. Now that's a little bit of a different setup. You're the starter. Josh Dobbs is the veteran backup that comes in. What is your relationship like with Dobbs, and what can you learn from him as you evolve yourself?
Yeah, I think, first off, Dobbs is the man. I think this is another scenario of a guy who's been in the league, been in a lot of different systems, played in some games, played in the game where he came in on a Tuesday, with the Vikings and started Sunday. So he's seen a lot of different ball. He's been in a lot of different schemes. And I think there's a guy who has a lot of knowledge, and just trying to ask him questions and see how he's done things. And, always, I think, in the quarterback room, just try to, feed off each other, support each other. And I think he's been great. And, he's been throwing a great practice. So it's always good to know a guy who has a lot of knowledge and also can show it when he's doing it on practice.
So Drake, I want to know, what's your level of input like when it comes to both like designing the offense and then potentially with cutdown day approaching? Have they talked to you about any guys that you've got good vibes on or good feel for, or just how do they relate to you when it comes to all those specifics in terms of play calling, personnel, or what have you?
Oh, shoot. I got nothing to do with that. I think the front office and the coaching staff, that's what, their job's to do. And I think, if they ask my opinion, I'll give it. But, really, I'm just kind of out here to do my job, do my part, lead the guys, whoever's out there, and in a Patriots uniform. And then, from the scheme-wise and the offensive scheme, I think, Coach McDaniel's offense has proven the pre darn good in the past. So just trying to learn as much as I can and execute when we get out there in week one.
Does anything feel any different, the excitement level as you prepare for the season opener as the starter? I mean, I'm sure going back to high school, you were young, you weren't the starter, then you become the starter. College, same thing. Last year you played, but not the opening game. Is there any different juice as you look ahead to the season opener, knowing you're the starting quarterback?
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's, last year, preparing and trying to, kind of review the call sheet and kind of hit guys here and there, as the backup going into week one. I think there's always a different kind of juice when you're coming out here as a starter and you're running out there the first snap and, the juices are flowing and those guys are, looking at me and it's my huddle and it's my offense. So I think it's a different feeling. I think I'm excited. That's one of the things I'm most excited for, to get out there and, get a start week one. And I think, I think with the home crowd in front of our fans and, I think there's a lot of buildup always for week one, and I think it's always good to get out there and show out.
Drake, it's also our job to help people not just get to know Drake May the competitor, Drake May the quarterback, but Drake May the person as well. So I know you're kind of getting down to all business now, but what was the non-football, non-wedding highlight of the summer?
Non-football, non-wedding highlight of the summer. Ooh. I broke 80 for the first time in golf.
Oh,
nice.
So wow. That's my highlight. Yeah. Shot 79, if that counts.
It sure does. Are you kidding me? I shoot a 179. Come on now.
I won't touch the clubs again until after the season, but hey, it was good. Good feeling out there. And other than that, I think just anytime hanging around my brothers, my three older brothers, whether it's playing golf or pickleball or being around them is always, a highlight.
Nice. Time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This question comes from Joe in Lexington, and he wants to know, have you checked out the Tom Brady statue? And does that create any pressure, knowing that there's sort of a statue of the measuring stick at the position just on the other side of the end zone at Gillette Stadium?
Yeah, I think I always... go check out the statue. I think once, something that cool and that special is built and recognized for Tom, I think it was during a preseason game where they revealed it, and I came out here and watched his speech. I think he's always great at giving those types of speeches and hyping the fans up and just being authentic and real about what the game and how seriously he approached it and what the game did for him. So I wouldn't say it gives me any nerves or like expectation. I think it's just more of respect and appreciation for what he did, for the Patriots, for New England, and really for the NFL. So it's always pretty cool watching, watching the film back and seeing, number 12, in some of the same plays we're running out there in practice today, kind of going through the same process and what he was thinking and how Coach knows what he was thinking. Just try to enjoy that and embrace that as much as I can, because that's really special and something that I don't take for granted.
You mentioned watching him speak. Do you do that with other quarterbacks? Because it's obviously quarterbacks do a lot of interviews and there's a lot of questions asked. Do you take notes and look at how guys answer certain questions, or do you just sort of go with your gut and wing it?
Yeah, I think that's really what, growing up and being in middle school and being in high school and watching NFL games and watching them post press conferences or pressers on the field after the win. I think that's where I kind of remember and kind of get the most out of, in my youngin' days of watching those quarterbacks that I beloved and wanted to be like and wanted to play like, and how they handled interviews and how they always put it on themselves and cared about the team and wanted to win and compete and competitive. I think that's kind of what was really the biggest thing I kind of got from being such a big fan of playing fantasy football and that stuff and as a young kid, and that's kind of the biggest thing I took away from those quarterbacks like Peyton and Tom and some of those guys. I got a chance growing up in a great age of quarterbacks, so it's pretty cool.
All right, Drake May here with us on Patriots Mondays, WEEI Afternoons. Good luck this week. Enjoy the week, and then we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Drake. Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots here on WEEI Afternoons.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.